You all know this is the banjo extravaganza, not the fiddle extravaganza. Make sure you're all in the right place. Well, it's nice to be back at the Old Town School here. I've been here a couple of times with a group called Skyline, and a number of years back, and it's nice to be back. Before we go any further, let me introduce the folks that'll be up here for the whole evening. We banjo players get up here and do a few tunes at a time, go back upstairs to the jacuzzi, and then send the replacement down, and these guys are up here all the time. Let's start over with the fiddle here. He comes from California, flew in for this tour, and he personally believes that it isn't music if it doesn't have three banjos. Which is a very magnanimous and politically correct thing to say in this environment. You may have seen him at some time or another playing with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys with this, really the last great band with Peter Rowan and Lamar Greer. He played with the Jim Queston Jug Band, C-Train. He appeared in one episode of The Young and the Restless, perhaps the world's greatest soap opera. He appeared in a Dean Martin television commercial as one of four or five violinists, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was the back one.
Great, great fiddler, Richard Green. Our guitar player has only been playing for about a year and a half, something like that. He's really only 11 years old, it's hard to believe. And he just won the International Bluegrass Music Association's Award for Guitar Player of the Year against some fairly stiff competition. And we're just real glad he's with us. It goes to his head, be careful, please. He has some product out on Rounder Records, Mighty Fine Guitar Albums. Please welcome David Greer on the guitar. Just remember, a little protocol for the banjo extravaganza. It's a banjo extravaganza. Don't get too heavy into the applause for the violin and guitar. Somehow that happens every night. It's a little dispiriting for the banjo players. Let's move on to the bass. This is Sally, and she's been with us for a good part of our tours that we do, and we're very pleased to announce that she will soon be appearing in nationwide Levi ads. You won't see her face. And she's selling advanced photos at the stand over here for $5 a piece, something like that.
$150.
They're priceless photos, folks. Please welcome Sally Truitt on the bass. I think I forgot to mention, my name is Tony Trischka, so you don't confuse us, all the banjo players. Thank you. I'm going to start my portion of the Big Bluegrass Show here with a tune from my next record coming out in April. And this is a tune called The West Point of the Eno.